Absolutely. If you are representative of Yuvraj, who is supposed to be one of the authorities of religion, then you must explain what is religion, dharma, and what is non-religion or adharma. Because according to this principle, one is punished or rewarded. If you become religious, then you are rewarded. And if you are irreligious, then you are punished. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita also. Urdham gacchanti sattvasva madhye tishtanti rajasa Jaganna gunavittisya adho gacchanti tamas. How a man is going to heaven or hell, one can understand from the direction of the scripture. Just like you can understand how a man is going to be punished or rewarded within this material world. If you see somebody is working very hard, doing nicely, you can conjecture that this man will be happy. Say, for example, if a boy is studying very nicely, you can conjecture that this boy will rise very highly in his future life. And similarly, if a boy is whiling away his time by playing, you can understand this boy is being quiet. Similarly, by the direction of the scripture, you can understand what is the destination of a certain person. Therefore, they say, Shastras of Pusha. Whether I am progressing or regressing, that will be understood through the eyes of Shastra, not in ordinary eyes. So, he says, Katham siddhyate danda kimvatsa sthanam ishita. According to punishment and reward, a man, a living entity, living entity means this danda, this punishment and reward is meant for the human being, not the animal. Animals are not supposed to be under the stringent laws of material. Just like in ordinary way, all the state laws are applicable to the human being, not to the animal. because if an animal goes to the wrong path, or if an animal takes away something from your possession, he is not punished. Neither has anybody goes to complain in the police court. Similarly, human being, that is also civilized human being, advanced civilized. That is stated here. Sir, Danya King Karino Sarbe Aho Sit Kotichit Nipa Kotichit Nora. Human beings, that is also very few human beings. Because those who are supposed to be advanced, the Aryans are called the advanced human beings. The civilization means Aryan civilization. The Kotichit Naran, this very word is used here. Not all human beings. Those who are, they are also punished. But a civilized human being is very much responsible life. The chance is given to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Therefore, for civilized human beings, these Vedas, the scriptures are meant for them, not for the rascals and fools, those who are in the lower stage of life. Only for the civilized. So the Jamaduta, then the reply is given by the Jamadut, representative, the constables of Jamadut. They are watching under Jamadut, is an officer. They must know what is right and wrong. So how nicely they reply. So the first challenge was given, what is dharma? What is religion? What is piety? So they are replying, Veda pranihita dharma. Dharma means the injunction given in the Vedas. That is dharma. Just like if you ask, what is law? Then the immediate answer is, law means the injunction of the state. You cannot make it law. The state, the government, whatever the government orders, that is law. The word of the government is law. Similarly, dharma means the injunction given in the Vedas. It is clearly said, Veda pranihita dharma. Jadharma tad viparya. And non-religion, that irreligion or non-religion is just the opposite. For example, if you abide by the laws of the Vedas, then you should know that you are following the path of dharma or religion. But if you do not abide by the laws of Vedas, then you are irreligious. This is the Saman Samsaya. Now, why Vedas should be accepted so seriously? At least we, who are supposed to be followers of the Vedic laws, we take it so seriously. For example, how we accept the injunctions of Vedas seriously? There is example. A stool, animal stool, or any human being stool, stool is stool. That stool is supposed to be impure, impure. If you touch stool, then you have to take your bath. You become impure. You have to take your bath. as we do generally. After passing school, we take bath. That is a Hindu injunction. And if a man goes twice for passing school, he must take twice bath. That is the real Hindu religious life. Now, school, in one place it is said that it is impure if you start, then you have to take your bath. In another place it is said, this stool particular, the cow dung is pure. Cow dung is pure. If there is any impure place, if you near over it, cow dung, then it is pure. That is also in the answer. Now you cannot argue that one place you say that this stool is impure and another place you say this is pure. This is contradiction. Sometimes people find this contradiction. But you have to accept, because it is injunction of the day, that you are doing practical every day. Similarly, this bone, any bone, animal bone, if you touch, you have to take bath. You become impure. But this bone cells, which are sounding, vibrating in the deep room, that is also bone. But you cannot argue that you say bone is impure, why you are taking one bone in the DC room? That is it. This is acceptance of Veda, without any argument. And if you want to know why what is accepted pure and what is accepted impure, if you make research, you will find that the basic injunction is right. Take for this cow dung. Perhaps the doctor knows that what Dr. Lal Mohan Ghosh in Calcutta, he analyzed this cow dung, and he was a professor in the medical college. He has declared that cow dung is full of antiseptic properties. The basic injunction is that is right. But sometimes it appears to be contradictory. But we cannot judge how it is so contradictory. We have to accept pleasure. That is the following of Vedic rules. But similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find Krishna has explained so many ways. Karma yoga, Kaya yoga, Dhyana yoga, Hatha yoga, so many other things. But ultimately he says Bhakti yoga is the supreme. Sarva dharman paristajya mam ekang saranam. Mam ekang saranam vaja. This is Bhakti yoga. One has to simply obey or surrender unto Krishna, giving up all other types of religious principles. So one can say that Lord Krishna said in some places of the Bhagavad Gita, this yoga, karma yoga is nice, jnana yoga is nice. No, the last one, what he says, that is to be accepted. You cannot argue that Krishna said karma yoga is also good. You cannot argue that I shall stick to karma yoga. That is karma yoga, different stages of evolution. One which is fast, simply karma yoga, that process is recommended for him. But if one ultimately wants the supreme benefit, then this is the injunctiona Bhagavad Gita. That sarva dharman paristajya mam ekang saranam. So, we have to follow the Vedic principles. That is all. And why Vedic principles have to be accepted as supreme? That is also explained here. Veda pranihito dharma jadanma sat viparjaya Veda narayana sattva. Veda means narayana, the supreme personality of Godhead, deity. Just like law book, is directly God. Similarly, Vedanarayana Shakshat, Shambhu, which is Sushuma. Again he said, Sushuma, I have heard it. So when I say I have heard it, that means I have heard it from a superior authority. Sushuma. And no follower of Vedic principle will say, it is my opinion. See, your opinion is nonsense. What you are. This is the way of understanding Veda. Sushruma. Therefore, Veda is known as Shruti. Shruti and Smriti. There is no such thing that in my opinion, I comment like this, I take the meaning like this. No. You have to understand it by the Sushruma process or Srauta Pantha. By hearing from the authority. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Imam Vivasati Yogam Prattamana Hamabhayam. The first of all, I said this principle of Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga or Bhagavad Gita Yoga to the Sun God. Imam Vivasati Yogam Prattamana Aham. I spoke. Prattama. Vivasan Manave Prahu, and the Sun God said to his son, Manu. Manu Ithagavim Bravi, that is, that means the principles of Bhagavad Gita is being accepted by the process of hearing from others. That is the process. You cannot comment in your own way. That is not authorized. You have to hear from the authority. Therefore, Pathu Upanishad says, Tad vijnana cham sa gurumeva avigatte. If anyone wants to learn the transcendental science, he has to accept that yes, this is beginning. Must. There is no exception. He cannot say that without going to spiritual master, I shall learn the transcendental science. No, that is not possible. Therefore, in our Vaishnava principle, it is said, Adau Gudvasram. In the very beginning of understanding spiritual knowledge, one has to take shelter of a guru. Adau Gudvasram. Saddharma Pritya. The next stage is inquiring from the spiritual master about real spiritual life. These are the process. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is said that Tasmad Gurum Prabhadeta Jignasu Sreya Uttama. One who has actually serious about inquiring supreme subject, Uttama, Udgata Tamam Jatma. In the material world, all knowledge is covered with illusion. And material world is known as Tama, Tamasi Ma, Jyoti Gama. This is darkness. So, real knowledge means which has surpassed this province of darkness. Uttama, Vijnasu Seyo Tama. Anyone who has become very much inquisitive to learn about the transcendental subject matter, he has to accept the Guru. Tasmad Gurum Prapadvit. Guru means you have to find out some personality who is well versed in the Vedic knowledge. Sabde Paresha Nishnatam Brahmani Upasamasam. These are the symptoms of Guru. That he is well-versed, well-cognizant in the conclusion of the Vedas. Not only that, he is well-versed, but he has actually in his life taken to that path, upasamasa, without being deviated by any other way.
Upasama.
He has finished all material centering. He has taken simply to the spiritual life and simply surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, he knows all the daily conclusion. This is the description of a guru. Similarly, Kathopanishad also, it says, tasmāt guruṁ prapadvetā, this is Bhagavad. Kadvijjānā samsā guruṁ eva abhijan. Samit pāni śrotriyam. Śrotriyam. One who has very nicely asked, one who has acquired Vedic knowledge by the hearing process, śrotriyam, brahman. And the result is that is fully, firmly fixed up in Brahma. Bhagavad Gita also says that tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena srivaya. So, if you want to understand the spiritual knowledge, then you have to learn it by surrender, pranipat. Pranipatena pariprasnena and srivaya. These three things. You have to surrender, you have to inquire or make questions with service, not by challenging. Upadikshan pitat jnanam, jnanina tattva darshana. Then you will be able to understand real and spiritual knowledge. So, Veda pranihita, this very word is implicated with so many ideas of Vedic knowledge. But they are summarized. The dharma means the injunctions of the Veda. Dharma, Veda pranihito dharma, jadharma tad viparjaya, Veda narayana sattva. Why Veda should be taken so seriously? People question the Vedas are written by some man. That's wrong. Vedas are not written by any man. Otherwise, why Veda should be taken so seriously? Not at present moment, it is coming. All the acharyas. So far, we are concerned, we Indians, the Hindus, we are being controlled by the acharyas. Recent acharyas, Shankaracharya, Ramanuja acharya, Madhya acharya, Vishnu Swami. They are accepted. Veda, the supreme. Lord Chaitanya accepted. Vedas as the supreme. And Lord Buddha, although he accepted incarnation of God, still, because he did not accept Vedas, his philosophy was not accepted in India. Vedana manya buddha hilati. Our principle, the basic principle is that anyone who does not obey the injunctions of the Vedas, he is called Nasti. He does not believe. Vedna Vanya Bodha Faila Nasti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we consider the Buddhists as atheists because they do not accept the Vedic principles. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Vedasya Nastitva Vad Bodha Faila. But persons who have superficially say that we are being controlled by the Vedas, but actually they are atheists, they do not believe in God, they are more dangerous than these Buddhists. That is the person of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, dharma pranihata, veda pranihita dharma, jadharma tad viparjaya, veda narayana sāna. Veda Narayana Sakya. This is in Yasa. We have to accept the Vedic words as the words of Narayana. Now, if you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then whatever he has said in the Bhagavad Gita, that is Veda. Is it not? If Veda Narayana Sakya, if Veda has to be considered as Narayana directly, then Krishna she is accepted by the Acharya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the conclusion of the Vedas also. Narayana is expansion of Krishna. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many other Sanghitas. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of God. Sishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. Even he is the cause of Narayana. Krishna expansion. Krishna expands Advaita Vatsupe Anadi Ananta Rupam. He is Advaita, absolute, but he expands himself in multi forms. He expands himself as Baladev. And from Baladev there is Sankarsan. From Sankarsan there is Aniruddha, Pradyumna. In this way, expansion goes. These are various verses. So, Narayana is also Krishna's expansion. Although these expansions are not different from one another. That is also the example is given. Just like one candle, when you light up another candle, each one of these candles are equally powerful. But the original candle is called the first candle. Similarly, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of God, from whom all other expansions, they are called Vishnu Tattva. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Aham Adi Jivana. These things are there. So in this way, we have to accept dharma, as it is said, and the recent, say within 5,000 years, the Krishna consciousness is actually we are spreading. This Krishna consciousness means what Krishna has said, that we have settled. That is Veda. Sometimes people argue that Bhagavad Gita is Smriti. Professor Dr. Stahl, he argued with me that Bhagavad Gita is Smriti. Smriti means the Vedic conclusion written by somebody else. That's called Smriti. He is also right. So Bhagavad Gita is also accepted as Smriti. But Smriti is not different from Shruti. Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi. Pantada Sriki Vidhin Vina. Vikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpatayava Kalpa. Smriti is not without Vedic. Sometimes people do not accept the Purana as Vedic. No. Here it is said by Rupa Goswami, Shruti Sriti Puranadi. They are all Vedas. Purana means supplementary. That's why the Vedic knowledge is described in the Mahabharata. It is in the form of history, but actually the Vedic knowledge is there. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Sudra Vijabandhu Nal Traina Sriti Gochala. Sri, woman, Sudra, and Vijabandhu. Vijabandhu means a person who is born in Brahmin family, but he is not advanced in spiritual knowledge. He is called Vijabandhu, he is not called a Brahmin. Sri, Sudra, and they are classified along with Sri and Sudra. Sri, Sudra, Vijabandhu, Traina Suti Gochara. But these persons, it is very difficult to understand the Vedic injunctions. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions are sometimes made into historical stories. The stories, they are not a fiction, they are facts. But some of the, just like the battle of Kurukshetra, between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. This is a fact. But the incidences are so nice that you can derive Vedic knowledge. And Bhagavad Gita is within Mahabharata. So, this is a fact that Veda Pranita Dharma. Dharma, it is to be settled that Dharma means the injunction of the Supreme Narayana. And Adharma means that you manufacture something out of your own fertile breath. That is Adharma. And Dharma means the injunction. Dharma, Sat-Sat Bhagavat Pandita. Dharma means what is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Dharma. Therefore, we take it for acceptance. The Krishna says, that is actually the fact. Māmekaṁ saranam, to surrender unto Krishna, that is Dharma. Sarva-dharmān parityaja. And in another place of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bahunam janmanam ante, janvan maham prabhadrati. Those who are thinking themselves are advanced in knowledge. Such persons, after many, many births, take to the surrendering process to Krishna. The bhāṣana of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam and bhāṣana of the Vedas and bhāṣana of Bhagavad Gita, there is no difference. It is, you have to be studied a little carefully. Any questions? Now we have come to the conclusion, Dharma means the words of the Supreme Personality of God. This is Chaman Sarasya. What do you mean by Dharma? That means Dharma cannot be manufactured by any conditioned soul. Conditioned souls, they are subjected to so many deficiencies. Therefore, they cannot create any dharma. That will not be accepted as dharma. Here, as the assistant of Yamaraj says, that Veda Pranihita Dharma. Dharma means what is stated in the Vedas. And Vedas means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Direct. Just like when you speak or hear Bhagavad Gita, immediately we should know at least this vision we get, that Krishna is directly speaking. And if we interpret, then the whole thing is wrong. That is not Bhagavad Gita. And that is going on. Malinterpretation of Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is taking Bhagavad Gita and is interpreting in his own way. So that is not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means, as Krishna says, Krishna says, manmana bhavamat bhakta madhyaji mahanavasvaru. But a conscious Greek commentator says, it is not to Krishna, to the person. You see? This kind of commentary is going That is to stop the disturbance. By law, there is no such law that when there is a rat in your house, you should catch it and kill it. Law does not say. Is there any law like that?
No.
That is another.
But
Yes, but sometimes that depends on the person. Sometimes those are quiet persons, they know that these rats, they're also hungry. And they should be given some food. And that is the vision from the quiet person. And that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That in your house, you should see not only to the welfare of your children. If there is a lizard, there is a rat, if there is a snake, you should see how she is also comforted with his sister. That is spiritual community. In Vrindavan, still, a snake found in the house is never killed. A snake. Still, a rat is never killed. If you kill a rat in Vrindavan, there are so many people who will come, oh, you are committing such sinful acts. Okay. So that depends on the mentality of the person. You can take care of this animal, against the disturbance created by this animal, but you cannot kill them. That is not. But when it is unavoidable, we have to do like that. But as far as possible, we should avoid. We have heard from our father that his elder brother in the village had a cloth shop, and there were rats. At night, he would keep a big ball of rice in the middle of the shop. And the rats will eat whole rice. They will not commit any harm to the cloth. They respect it. They are also hungry. They are also living entities. They have also right to live, to eat. Nishava, Sanidam, Sadbam. Everything. They are God's creatures. The food is not only meant for you, that you can simply eat rice and not allow to the rats and cats. No, that is not a basic Indian study, finding this human power. You can take precautions against the after all their animals, but you cannot kill.
But then,
Because the animals are increasing, they should be killed. We Indians also, we are taking that view, because we cannot give protection to the cows, they must be sent to the slaughterhouse. That is the modern view. But that is not injunction of the Vedas. The Vedas say that everyone has right to live, every living entity. That is going on not only in consideration of the animals, even in human beings, just like the Americans, they were all Europeans. They entered this American land, killed so many red Indians. So this kind of things are going on. That does not mean, that is the law. You kill so many red Indians for your benefit. But you have to suffer for that. So this is going on in the human society. But that does not mean it is dharma. No. Dharma means you have to abide by the regulation given by the Veda. You have to adjust it. Sometimes in Africa, the man-eater, they kill their grandfather, make a feast. The Russians also, they maintain such theories. that old man, they should be neglected. I am hard, I don't know. They become burden. But that is not basic.
But isn't that natural? It's
like
now
we're talking to the old problem in the forest. Yes. These things are man-manufactured. They're wonderful. Dharma to Bhagavatam. That we have to accept the words of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God. That is us.
Bhakti Vinod in one of his prayers says, pray that he may be born of the worm and home of thy devotees, rather than be born of ground and averse to thee.
Yes. Bhagavatam, every line is so interesting. Therefore, Vidya Bhagavatam, knowledge means the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. But generally, people do not discuss Bhagavatam in this way. They go immediately to the 10th canto. And Rasgita. That is the subject matter of Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatapa means that Krishna is teaching the gopis, that's all. And there are so many nice instructions, that is Rasgita. They are neglected. Because they do not like to hear such instructions. Krishna's dealing with the gopis, that is very much like. But Bhagavat, in order to understand Krishna, 9 cantos have been made. And Krishna's activities have been inserted in the 10th canto, after understanding Krishna. Vetti maham sattam, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Manusranam sattva sukhasi. Jatati siddhaya, jatatamayu siddhaya. So one, first of all, one has to become liberated first by understanding Krishna. Then he can understand what is Krishna's pastime to the gopis. It is for the liberated first. It is not a thing to be expressed in the marketplace.
Preceding lecture was recorded on the morning of the 21st December 1970 in Surat, Gujarat.